From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is writer Andrew Farrago. Welcome!
Hi.
Hi. Andrew has some of the coolest jobs. He is the co-author of Batman, the definitive history of the Dark Knight in comics, film, and beyond, and he's curator of San Francisco's Cartoon Art Museum. Right now, we're going to hear his recommendations for three arts events happening in the Bay Area this weekend. First up is the East Bay Alternative Book and Zine Fest. This 10th annual one-day festival is going down in Oaktown this Saturday, December 7th. It's for creators and fans of zines and alternative books. There will be vendors, of course, and workshops, too. The theme this year is Renewing Our Vows, and it's going to have a gaudy, affectionate wedding-themed fest. So, Andrew, have you been to this festival before?
Yeah, I've been a few times, and it's always a lot of fun. It's fun catching up with local talent, and there's so much local talent, so many great comic creators here in the Bay Area, and there's really something for everybody at this show.
Is it good for kids too?
Yeah, absolutely. So kids who are interested in comics, kids who are interested in storytelling, drawing, any of this, it's great, and so many fun, accessible creators are going to be at this show.
Nice. So that's the East Bay Alternative Book and Zine Fest this Saturday at Omni Commons in Oakland. Your next pick is Oakland's very own magical place. That's Children's Fairyland, and kids come here to enjoy 60 storybook sets, rides, friendly animals, gardens. The park is especially designed for kids under 8. Now, Andrew, I met your adorable son, Robin. Mm-hmm. Hi, Robin, if you're listening. Is this one of his hangout spots?
It is. We've been members since before he was 1 year old, and he loves it. We're regular visitors. And it's especially fun to go at the holidays. So they go all out Santa visits. So that's always the highlight is getting to catch up with Santa every year. Anytime that you get to go to Fairyland is great, but it just goes to the next level when you're there at Christmas time.
Yeah, and I know the Winterland thing, that's going to happen next week. So for maybe people, if they can't make it next week just yet, any recommendation? What would Robin recommend to do at Fairyland if he was here?
Yeah, he loves the slides. Last time we went, he's just now getting into the rides. So the Ferris wheel, he rode that about 10 times in a row.
Okay. So Robin recommends the Ferris wheel. So if you're looking for some weekend magic for the kids, visit Children's Fairyland in Oakland's Lake Merritt. Children under 1 are free. Admission for children of all ages under 100 is $12. And your last pick turns the Cow Palace to Victorian London, and that's the Dickens Fair. Go back in time to a world of music halls, theaters, pubs, dance parties, eat some roasted chestnuts, and shop for holiday trinkets. This is the 20th year, Andrew, and I've been meaning to go to this for a while now. I have no excuse. So, have you been?
Yeah, I go every year. My wife and son and I went last weekend. And it's great. It's you turn back the clock. You get to go to Dickensian London, and there are so many incredibly talented vendors and performers, and you get to go to Fezziwigs and enjoy the Christmas party, have some fish and chips. Do a little holiday shopping too. There's always so many great crafts. I really admire the dedication that the people at the Dickens Fair for this. So there are a lot of period clothing. There's a lot
I've seen the pictures.
A lot of attention to detail.
Well, if you see me dressed up as a Robin Hood,
go for it.
Yes, I might be dressed up as a Robin Hood from East Oakland. That's the Great Dickens Christmas Fair at the Cow Palace in San Francisco, and it runs now until December 22nd. I I've been speaking with Andrew Farrago, co-author of Batman, the Definitive History of the Dark Knight in Comics, Film, and Beyond. Make sure to visit the San Francisco Cartoon Art Museum, where he's also the curator. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at kalw.org. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tarek Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.